Well, faith is the subject and theme for our year this year. And we're going to learn more about what faith is. And perhaps you're like me, we sing about faith, we understand what the word generally means, but we need to learn more, do we not? On how that you and I may live by faith. Well, this morning we are in Hebrews chapter number 11. We've been enjoying learning about different individuals that God has lifted up for us to learn from. And this morning we are going to look at a mother's faith from verse 11 in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, one of our memory verses, verse 11. Let's just read this one verse, and then we'll commit our time to the Lord in prayer. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 11 says, "Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the lives of those who have gone before us. Lord, we thank you that they have something in their lives that you desire for us to learn. Lord, thank you for encouraging us that, Lord, we are all the same. We have our struggles, we have our weaknesses, and yet, Lord, through your power, through your grace, we can live a life of faith. Lord, help us to be encouraged this morning. I pray especially for mothers and wives here this morning and ladies, Lord, that they would look to Sarah's example and receive strength through faith to do what you desire them to do. And help each of us, Lord, to look to you by faith to help us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, before we get into verse 11, let me share a little story about a Sunday school teacher who once asked her students, "How many of you pray for your food before you eat?" Now, everyone raised their hand in the class except little David. Now, when everyone put their hands down, the teacher asked David, "David, why don't you pray for your food before you eat?" She knew David was a Christian, and David quickly and excitedly answered, and he said, "Well, miss, I don't need to pray for my food before I eat because my mum cooks every meal perfectly." Amen. Now, maybe you're here this morning and you would say you have a mum like that. Right. Amen. Husbands, maybe your wives are like that. Praise the Lord for them. And this month, we are going to look to encourage our families, our wives, our mums, and all of us will receive encouragement. But this month, we're looking at the home. And here in Hebrews chapter 11, we come across in this list of the heroes of the faith, if you will, the first woman that's mentioned. In fact, this is the first mother that is mentioned. The Bible tells us that Sarah was a woman of faith. Now, we've learned a little bit about Abraham already, haven't we? We remember Abraham not only served the Lord, but he was saved. The Bible tells us that Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Abraham was a believer, and he served the Lord. He was the great patriarch, the father of the faithful, a great man of faith. But what about Sarah? Now, don't you think it's a little bit odd that God would put Sarah in this list of those who we are to look up to as examples of the faith? Now, I say that because when you think about Sarah's life told to us in the Scriptures, what do you think of? Well, we think of Sarah's impatience, don't we? How that God had promised them a child, and yet she wasn't willing to wait, so she said to Abraham, "Take my servant Hagar, and she can bear a child for me." And then we see Sarah's jealousy, and how she said to Abraham, "Get rid of Hagar. She now is not treating me nicely," and she was jealous of Hagar. And then we see how the angel of the Lord came and three messengers came to Abraham. And we remember how Sarah was listening in to what they were saying. And the angel of the Lord said to Abraham that, yes, you will have a child. And what was Sarah's response? She laughed. She thought that was ridiculous. She thought that was impossible. And then when she was questioned about laughing, what did she do? She lied. Now, isn't it true? These are the things we remember about Sarah. And you and I might say this is a bit of a strange example of someone who lived by faith. But let's be honest this morning. And ladies, you could agree. Sarah is simply an example of the average Christian lady today. You know, each of us have our weaknesses, don't we? Each of us are not perfect, whether we're men, whether we're women, whether we're children. And Sarah is a real life example of someone who, though in spite of her weaknesses, put her faith in the Lord and saw Him do great things in her life, in her home, in her family's life. You see, despite your weaknesses and mine, God is still able to do the miraculous in our lives. God is still able to help us to grow, and He will do so to help us to live by faith. So Sarah's example is a real example, and it's an encouraging example. And for the sake of this morning, just to make it easy, we're going to look at three simple lessons from one verse of Scripture. God says we only need one verse. When it comes to the example of Sarah's faith, what can we learn about Sarah as a mother, as a wife in the home to encourage our faith this morning? Well, first of all, very simply, notice in verse 11, Sarah's personal faith. We see Sarah's personal faith. The Bible says, after speaking about Abraham's faith in verse 11, through faith, what's the next word?
Sarah.
Also. Also Sarah herself. Notice Sarah's personal faith. Through faith, also Sarah herself. You see, the Bible makes it very clear that yes, Abraham was a believer, but Sarah was also. You see, Sarah also put her faith in the Lord for her salvation. Sarah also was a woman who had a personal relationship with the God of grace, the God of the universe. You see, she had a personal faith. Now, would you agree with me this morning that as having Abraham as your husband, you would tend to think that perhaps Sarah could easily be lost in the shadows of his faith? After all, he was a man who was willing to go. When God said to Abraham, go, he went. He was a man of faith, would you agree? But what about Sarah? You see, it would have been easy for Sarah to be lost in the shadows of her husband's faith, of Abraham, who was the leader in the home. But the Bible makes it very clear, and God goes out of His way intentionally to tell us that Sarah had a personal faith of her own. Wouldn't you agree? Through faith also, Sarah herself. Now that's important. You see, Sarah was not lost in the shadows of Abraham's faith. She too had a faith of her own. And God lifts her up in the pages of Scripture for us to notice and say, hey, Abraham was a great man of faith, but Sarah also was a woman of faith. She was also a believer. Mothers, this morning, let me ask you a question. Do you have a personal faith in the living God? Has there been a time in your life that you personally received Jesus Christ as your Savior? While we're speaking about the family this morning, I was praying, Lord, what would you have me to preach regarding Sarah? What can we learn and be encouraged with? And we need to understand that when God works a work in a family, it doesn't mean that the whole family will be saved. Just because Dad prayed a prayer for salvation doesn't mean the whole family is instantly saved. The Bible says, for all have sinned, every individual, and come short of the glory of God. That means each of us have to make our own personal decision to receive Jesus Christ as Savior. I've seen in my years as a Christian some families where husbands have been saved. And the wife would say, "Praise the Lord, he was such a wicked man, and I'm so excited that he turned to the Lord for salvation. I'm so excited that he wanted to receive Christ. He's a different person now." And sometimes the wife can forget that she is just as much a sinner as her husband and needs to be saved also. Mums, let me ask you this question. Wives, do you have a personal faith of your own? You see, your husband might have prayed a prayer. You may have prayed a prayer with them. But did you put your faith in Christ for salvation? Did you repent of your own sins and trust Him as Saviour? Now, that applies to any of us. Husbands, maybe your wife got saved first, and maybe you came along to church, and maybe you've been in church ever since, but are you a Christian? Have you put your faith in Christ alone for your personal salvation? Last Sunday was an exciting Sunday, amen? Encourage the two young ladies for being courageous enough to give a testimony and to admit that, hey, there was a time where I was just following others. I was just following what my family was doing. I wanted to please others. But I wasn't sure of my personal relationship with God. And there was a time where these two young ladies told us that they chose, just like Sarah, to put their faith in the God of grace for their salvation. You see, salvation is a personal issue. And mums, don't get lost in the shadow of what your husband's faith is. You need to have a faith of your own. Are you saved? Have you been born again? Has there been that time of repentance and salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, teenagers, it's just the same thing. You know, mum and dad may be Christians today, but that doesn't make you a Christian. You may have grown up in church. You may have been taught the Word of God from a young age. But children, teenagers, when was the time, the day? You may not remember the date, but when was the time that you realized that what the Bible said is true? We are all sinners. We deserve God's judgment in a place called hellfire. But Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for your sins, for my sins. And then He rose again from the third day so that me, individually, as a guilty, wretched sinner before a holy God, can be forgiven and washed clean of my sins once and for all and be saved, become a child of God. Young person, have you become a Christian? Have you put your personal faith in Christ as Saviour? Isn't that the first thing we learn about Sarah? Through faith, also Sarah herself, she had a personal faith in the living God. Let me encourage you, if you're not sure this morning where you stand with the Lord, if you're not sure whether you have been truly born again, let me encourage you to come and find us after the service. I'd love to show you from the Bible how you can make sure of your salvation. But you see, it's a personal issue, is it not? Faith is a personal issue. Don't be lost in the shadows of others in your family. You need to have your own personal faith. Amen? Look with me for a moment in 1 Peter chapter 3. I wish we had more time to study chapter 3. We did last year. But in chapter 3, we find a wonderful and interesting statement about Sarah. Notice 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 6. Notice there with me. "Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are." Amazing statement. "As long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement." Here the example is given of a godly wife. A wife whose godliness is not in outward appearance, but in inward quality of the heart. A spiritual woman. And God uses the example of Sarah to follow. In fact, just as much as Abraham is the father of the faithful, Sarah is lifted up here as the mother of the faithful. She is lifted up as an example to follow. And my point is this: Sarah wasn't perfect. Sarah wasn't sinless, but she was a believer and she had a living relationship with the living God. You see, she had a personal faith. She is one that God has called us to look to and to look up to, the faith of Sarah. Before we go on to the next point, let me say this. Ladies, if you are saved, mums, if you do know Christ as your Saviour, do you have a continuous relationship with Him? Are you walking with the Lord yourself? Again, it would have been easy, wouldn't it, for Sarah to get lost in the shadows of her husband's faith. And you know, usually the reality is most of the time the husband gets the attention. He's the leader in the home. He maybe outwardly makes all the big decisions. And some people may think, wow, what a great man of faith. But you see, the wife, the husband, the mother also needs to be a person of faith. The wife and the mother in the home, a person of faith. You know, I think about Abraham and Sarah. You know, we read of them in the Old Testament and we see how much like them we are. Isn't that true? How much we are like them. And you know, when a husband and a wife are not growing in faith together, problems come up in the home. You know, when they went into Egypt, what did Abraham do? He lied to Pharaoh. And what happened? Well, they got into trouble in their home. Then when Sarah convinced Abraham to bring Hagar in and to have a child with her, her faith was not growing, her faith was not in the Lord, and then there was again problems in the home. Mums, let me encourage you, you need to have your own personal walk with the Lord. You need to spend time with the Lord in His Word. Now, it's great that Dad reads his Bible and has a quiet time before going off to work, but what about you? Do you have a Bible of your own, ladies? Do you walk with the Lord? Amen. I find sometimes in families, it's often true that there is one, either the husband or the wife, that walks with the Lord, and oftentimes the other spouse just follows their faith. Not as an example to follow, as Sarah would have had in Abraham, but depends upon the faith of another instead of walking with the Lord themselves. You see, ladies, you have as much of a privilege to grow in your faith as your husband. Ladies, you have as much as of a privilege to walk with the Lord as anyone else. See, Sarah had a faith of her own personal faith. And mums and wives, you need to be an encouragement in your home by your faith just as much as anyone else in that family. In fact, as a mother of children, if the Lord has given you children, you need to be an example, not just dad, but mum too. What does that come down to? Well, a personal faith with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A personal faith. Let me encourage you, mums, to walk with the Lord. Let me encourage you to have your own Bible, to have a spiritual journal where you take down and write down what God has spoken to you about. Yes, if you're married, the husband is the leader. Yes, if you're married, you're in this together. But don't be left in the shadows of someone else's faith. You see, Sarah's personal faith. That's why God lifts her out in the Scriptures as a lady, as a mother, as an example to follow. Well, we've seen Sarah's personal faith very quickly. Look with me in Hebrews 11 again at Sarah's powerful faith. We've seen her personal faith. Notice, secondly, her powerful faith. The Bible says, through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age. Now, there's no surprise in a mother, in a woman having a child. Happens every day. If you go to Cairns Hospital, the place is chock-a-block every day with mums in maternity. They extended the maternity ward since we've moved here, in fact, refurbished it. And when we went in for our third child, Jeremy, the place was full. Mothers give birth to babies every day. But what was unique about Sarah's situation? The Bible tells us, does it not, the uniqueness, the miracle, because she was past age. You see, when God came to Abraham, in fact, when Abraham and Sarah first got saved, Sarah was already too old to have a child. She was already past age. She was an old lady. Abraham was an old man. Now, Sarah was very beautiful even at an old age. And we know from 1 Peter chapter 3, do we not? It wasn't the outward adorning that was beautiful. It was the inwardness of her heart. That was the most beautiful. That's what came out on the outside. That's another message. Amen. But Sarah was barren. She did not have any children. And we know from the scripture she was not expecting to have a child. She was not wishing or praying for a child. She was not hoping that God would do a miracle to give her a child. She was content and satisfied and knew that as a woman, she would no longer be able to bear children because she was past that age. That's where Sarah was at, biologically. Her body was powerless, if you will. Look with me in the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 18. Thank you for turning with me there. Back to the first book in the Bible, Genesis chapter number 18. Let's read about what happened when Sarah was listening in to the Lord confirming his promise that they'll have a child. Genesis chapter 18, the Bible tells us that the Lord appeared unto Abraham. Three messengers came to Abraham to let, first of all, Abraham and Sarah know of the promise of a child. And the Bible tells us that as, notice in verse 10, the Lord said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Sarah was listening in to the conversation behind the tent door. Now, nothing has much has changed since the Old Testament, amen? You know, things, I'm just saying that, we're the same today. Is that right? Absolutely. That's why God gives us this list of real examples of people with the same reality, family, issues, weaknesses. Sarah was listening in. Sarah was listening in. Now, was she praying for a child, yes or no? Why do we know that? Because notice what the Bible says, verse 12, therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I'm waxed old, shall I have pleasure with my Lord, being old also? Sarah said, well, basically, she laughed. She thought that was ridiculous. She was an old woman. She was past the age of childbearing. And in her heart, what did she say? She said, no way, Jose. That's ridiculous. I'm old. I'm not going to have a baby. You see, her body was powerless to have a child. She could no longer have children. Her will was also powerless. How could she will to do something her body could not do any longer? That's a good question. That's an important question. Because as we look at what happened to Sarah, she was not expecting to have a child. She was powerless. Now, we can't really be too hard on Sarah for laughing at what God has said. Because let's be honest, you and I do that all the time. We read the promises of God and we think to ourselves, ha, that's not for me. That's not going to happen in my life. That's ridiculous. That must be for someone else. Sometimes when we hear the preaching of God's word, we laugh and we say, Pastor, you don't understand how impossible my situation is. If you really knew my life, you wouldn't be so certain that that could happen, that God could help someone like me. But you see, ladies, remember this, Sarah was powerless. In her will, in her body, she had no power of her own. And when she heard about this impossibility of what God wanted to do in her home, in her life as a mother, in her marriage, she thought it was impossible. That's a real example for us to understand. But an example to aspire to because of what happened next. Notice with me, are you still there in Genesis 18? Notice verse 14. The Bible says, is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? You see, Sarah was powerless, but God is all powerful. Sarah had no strength or ability in her own self, but God had every ability because He is God and He is able. And God had simply called upon Abraham and Sarah to trust in Him. Is that right? To trust in Him. You see, Sarah's powerful faith. You see, Sarah couldn't do anything on her own. She had no strength. She had no ability. She had no potential to bear a child. Sarah realized that at this point, she realized finally what the problem was all along. She realized why things were such a mess with Hagar. She realized why she was laughing in the tent. Why was she laughing? Because of her unbelief. You see, it was Sarah's faith that was the problem. It was Sarah's unbelief that was the issue. That was the obstacle that she had to overcome to see the impossible take place in her life and in her home. Notice verse number 15. We're still there in Genesis 18. Notice verse 15. As she was questioned about laughing by the Lord, notice what verse 15 says. Sarah denied, saying, "I laughed not," for she was afraid. And he said, "Nay, but thou didst laugh." See, Sarah got caught out. She didn't realize whom she was speaking to was God. And God knew what was in her heart. She laughed. She said, "No, I didn't." And God said, "Yes, you did." And I believe in this quick little review of Sarah's life, what do we see? We see the turning point of her unbelief turning to belief. She was already a believer in God, but in this area of her life, she was living in unbelief. Her past actions show that, but the Lord had to do what? He had to rebuke her. He had to rebuke her. He had to tell her, "No, you did laugh. You know why you're laughing? Because you don't believe." You see, Sarah had to be rebuked. And Sarah profited from that rebuke, did she not? Now, none of us here this morning like to be rebuked. All of us like to think we are great heroes of the faith. Or in fact, at least we have a little faith. But who of us this morning as Christians would admit we have no faith? Did not the Lord Jesus say many times to His disciples, "Why do you have no faith?" Doesn't mean they weren't saved, but they weren't trusting the Lord at all. This was an area that Sarah was not trusting in the Lord in at all. How do we know? Because she laughed. She said, "Lord, I am powerless. I am without strength. I have no ability in myself to do or see this miracle through. That's ridiculous." You see, Sarah needed to be rebuked. She needed rebuke. And friends, God needs to rebuke us regarding our faith this year. Because so often we live in unbelief. Yes, we are saved, but we're not willing to trust the Lord to continue to do the miraculous in our lives. Sometimes, Mum, you see the hard times coming and you say to the Lord, "Lord, it's impossible for you to help me in my marriage. Lord, it's impossible for you to help me with my children. Lord, it's impossible to do the miraculous because what I see around me, I'm absolutely powerless as a mum. I'm helpless as a wife. I have no strength in myself to do what you want me to do in the home." But where did Sarah's strength come from? Well, come back with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Are you still with me this morning? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. The Bible says, "Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age." What an amazing testimony. Sarah was powerless, but God is all powerful. And it is her faith in the Lord that gave her strength to see the miraculous done in her life. You see, mums here this morning, wives, young people, husbands, you might be here this morning and you might say, "Pastor, I'm powerless. I don't have the strength to do what God wants me to do." That's why the Bible says the just shall live continuously. The rest of the Christian life, how? By faith. By faith in the Lord. You see, God is the God of the universe. We are not able, but He is able. Dear mothers, what obstacles are there in your home? What obstacles are there in your marriage? What obstacles are there that you would say, Lord, this situation is impossible. This situation is beyond my power. Maybe, mums, you often feel like Sarah. You look around at what you can see and you'll just see the reality of what you can see with your own eyes and you'll just look up and say, Lord, this is an impossible situation. From all that I can see, there is no way out. Lord, I've dug myself in a hole. You know, Sarah had her past mistakes, did she not? Maybe you're here this morning, mum and wife, and you're living under a cloud of that past guilt and shame of things you've done in the past and maybe wronged in the past and sinned in the past. Sarah was the same. But maybe that's where you are. You would say, there's no way out of this. I've done this to myself and now I'm in a hopeless situation. And yes, that is true. That is absolutely true. Without God. Amen. You see, through faith, Sarah. Faith is what gave her strength. Faith is how she received strength. Not faith in her own faith, by the way, or in herself, but faith in the living God. That's how she was able to see God do the impossible. That's how she was able to be a godly wife. That's how she was able to live by faith in her home with Abraham, this great man of faith. That's how she was able to go on. And see God do what she thought was absolutely impossible. And maybe you're here this morning, mum and wife, and you'll say, Pastor, you don't know what's happening in my home. Yes, I may not know, but God does. And if it is your will, His will for you to be a wife and a mother of children, He is able to do the impossible. Amen? Amen. You might say, you're not able, that's fine. But you need to put your faith in the living God. You need to put your faith as God put her faith in the Lord. You need to put your faith in who He is and allow Him to do the impossible in your life. Let me encourage you, ladies, especially this morning, to remember Sarah. To remember Sarah. Perhaps there are some things this morning that you would say, yes, I laughed at that. You know, I just look at the state of my home, the state of my marriage, and to be honest, this is hopeless. But friends, is there anything too hard for me? Yes, everything. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No, nothing. And if it is His will, friends, then if we trust in Him by faith, He can do the impossible. That's what we've been talking about all year. And Sarah's faith changed. When she allowed the Lord to rebuke her, she realized why she was laughing, why her life was a mess up till now, why she had made such a terrible decisions, because she was not looking to the Lord by faith. Faith is what made the difference. Her powerful faith was because of her faith in the Lord. Mums, you can be the mums God wants you to be. Dads, you can be the dads God wants you to be. Parents, you can raise the children God wants you to raise and to help them to grow in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Why do we give up? Why did Sarah lose hope and give up? Because she wasn't putting her faith in the Lord. All she saw was the reality of her life rather than the reality of the living God, who is able to do the impossible. Sarah's powerful faith. Lastly, notice with me back in verse 11. Hebrews 11, verse 11. Notice the reason her faith was powerful. It's where she placed her faith. Notice with me, lastly, the position of Sarah's faith. The Bible tells us through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed when she was delivered of a child, when she was past age. Why was she able to see God do the impossible? Notice there. Because she judged Him faithful who had promised. You see, she did not trust in her own feelings, in what she could see. She trusted in God and the God of the Word and the Word that God had given. Her faith was placed in the Lord. Verse 10 of chapter 18, we've already read that verse. The Lord said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. There's the promise of God. Is that correct? Thy wife shall have a son. That was God's promise. But it was a promise that Sarah once laughed at. That Sarah once thought, that is impossible. Parents, how many promises have you passed by in the Word of God and said, that's impossible. My family can't be like that. Maybe you compare yourselves with someone else. Friends, every family is dysfunctional. Every family has its issues. Every marriage has its problems. The worst statement I ever heard a pastor say in my life was that he has no problems in his marriage. That is a lie. What absolute nonsense. Every marriage has its struggles. Why? Because we are sinners, saved by grace. And what do we need? We need the Lord. We need His help in the home. But if we're looking to our own resources and to our own strength, we're going to end up in big trouble. That's why we need to live by faith. We need to live a life of faith. You see, this promise that once Sarah laughed at, after being rebuked, she believed. And her faith was powerful. Don't miss it. Because of whom she placed her faith in. She placed her faith in God. She judged Him faithful who hath promised. You see, that's what makes the promise believable. Is that right? Otherwise, God's word is absolute nonsense. But His promises are believable. They're trustworthy. They're exciting. They're hope-reviving. Why? Because they are the living promises of God. Friends, we know God is faithful. We can see the greatness of His miraculous power in creation alone. And we have hope in His faithfulness. We can see His faithfulness in our own salvation for granting wretched sinners like you and I eternal life through Jesus Christ. Yes, He is faithful. We have every reason to claim the promises of God by faith. Because He is faithful. And what Sarah did in verse 11, before I get too excited, notice verse 11, she judged Him faithful. You know what the word judge means? To calculate. To assess. Sarah did something very important. She stopped laughing. She stopped laughing at God's promises. She stopped looking at her powerless body. And she allowed God to rebuke her, and then she started to look where? At God. And then she realized, I'm powerless, but God is able. She judged Him faithful who hath promised. She made a determined resolution in her mind on the basis of evidence. That's what the word judged means. Go to a court, see the judge, a case being judged. She judged Him who is faithful. She judged the Lord. What did she do? She made a determined resolution based upon the evidence that God is trustworthy. That yes, He can be trusted in my home. Yes, He's able to give me strength in the impossibilities. She trusted the Lord. And that's how she received strength to see God do the impossible in her home, in her life, in her marriage, as a woman, as a believer. You see, believers, be very careful this morning. The world will say, mums and ladies, be very careful. The world will say, look within yourself to find the strength. Look within your own power to do what needs to be done. You have all the resources you need within your own self, your own confidence, your own looks, your own abilities to do what needs to be done in life. You just need a pep talk. You need to go and pay $200 for a conference and hear some fool talk about how you have the power in yourself to do anything in life. See, that's what the world will say. What absolute nonsense. What absolute foolishness. The Bible says that she judged Him who is faithful. She knew that God is the one she needed. And mums, He's the one that you need. He's the one whom you need to put your faith in. You need to be careful not to put your faith in yourself or your faith in your own faith, but your faith in the Lord. You see, she received strength because she judged Him faithful who hath promised. Church family, God alone is able to bless us. God alone is able to do the impossible. When she looked to God, Sarah believed, and the faith she had grew, and she put her faith in the Lord, and God did do the impossible. Dear mothers this morning, where are you placing your faith? Is it in your abilities as a mum? Is it in your talents? Is it in the lessons you've learnt over life? Is that where you're putting your trust and confidence? Or is it in the living God? Wives, are you putting your faith in your husband to do the miraculous? Let me admit firsthand as a husband, your husband has no more power to do the miraculous in your home as you do. Amen? Husbands, you know that to be true. Wives, you need a faith of your own. You need to look to the Lord by faith when dad's at work and there are children to raise. You need to look to the Lord by faith to raise your children, to teach your children the Word of God while dad's not at home. You need to look to the Lord to do the impossible because He is able. He is able. You see, Sarah judged Him faithful. Judged Him faithful. Families, things are not just going to turn out okay. They won't without the Lord. We need Him. We need the Lord. And faith is the way we lay hold on the promises of God. Amen? Just a simple message this morning. Just a simple message. What's the message? Don't give up. Amen? Don't give up. Don't sit there laughing at the promises of God. Don't look at your situation and say, this is impossible. There is no way forward. Yes, there is a way forward, and the only way forward is up. The Lord is whom we need. We are not able, but He is able. He is able to help us to become the parents we need to be. He is able to bring out children to the point of salvation. Amen. He is able to encourage us in our marriage and strengthen our marriages. He is able to restore our homes. By faith. By faith. He is able to do the impossible. By faith. If we would simply trust in Him. It's good to know that we are not able. But if we leave it at that, we're in big trouble. We need to know. And we need to judge Him faithful. Who has promised. What promises? The exceeding precious promises given to us in His Word. You know, in our families and in our homes, sometimes we approach our lives like we're just holding on to our children like a chain that's about to break, and the world is so influential, and there's no way in 2016 that I can raise a child that will love God, that will be saved, and I'm just doing the best that I can before the world snatches them away. That's the attitude we often have. So therefore we give up. Let them have the iPad. Let them sit in front of the plasma screen. Let them watch the junk. They're going to go that way anyway. What's that? That's unbelief. That's laughing at the promises of God. I can't raise a godly home as a mother in 2016. That is an absolute lie. God is able. But where is your faith, Mum? Is it in the Lord? Are you trusting Him? It begins with your faith, you see. Isaac grew up to be a pretty good young man of faith. We'll read about him later on in the Bible. But Mum and Dad had something to do with it. Amen? Absolutely. This was a miracle that never would be forgotten throughout the rest of the history of God's people, even till today. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 11. May our homes be havens of faith. Amen? Not places of perfect people. None of us are perfect. That's why Sarah is such a wonderful example. But notice what she chose to do. Yes, Lord, I'm living in unbelief. That's why I laughed. Forgive me. She judged Him faithful who had promised. When she put her faith in the Lord, she received strength And what God wanted to do was accomplished in due time. God is able. He is able. May we lay hold on the promises of God in our homes. Parents, may our children see our faith. They're going to see our flaws. Don't worry about that. But you see, there's something special in the book of Hebrews. Do you notice that God does not mention Sarah's failings? She had many failings. What's the last mention of Sarah? Her faith. Her faith. Why? Because God is a God of grace. And God chooses to put our sins behind His back. God chooses to consider them no more forever. God chooses to wash us white as snow. And I believe in a family situation, God's grace is also present. That not only will our children see our flaws, but when they see us overcome by faith, they will forget the flaws and they will see the faith. They will choose no longer to realize, well, mum and dad's a sinner, yes, but now they're walking by faith. And that's what I see prevailing. That's what I see growing. Though they're not perfect yet, they're running forward, they're stepping forward, they're launching forward by faith. That's what our children will see. That will overcome the flaws. That's why it's so important, mum, dad, not to give up. Not to say my situation's impossible. Sunday's a new day. This day for you, if you'll choose to turn to the Lord by faith. To put your faith in Him. Sarah's personal faith as we close. Let me ask you this morning. Have you placed your personal faith in Jesus Christ for salvation? Not someone else in your home, but you. You personally. Has there been that time of repentance and conversion between you and God alone? Do you have a relationship with the Lord? Christian mums, are you walking with the Lord daily, yourself? Mums, you can't do what God wants you to do in the home without Him. It's impossible. It's impossible. You'll be discouraged. You'll be downhearted. You'll be in misery without the Lord. Because it doesn't work. Because we must live by faith. He alone can do the impossible. Walk with the Lord. Sarah's powerful faith. Her situation changed. She stopped looking at herself. Allowed God to rebuke her for her unbelief. And then turned to the power of God. By faith. And she put her faith in the Lord. Don't trust the world, mums. Don't trust the advice of friends. Can I say that to be honest? Okay, sometimes we just run to our friends for advice. If they're godly Christian friends, they'll point you to the same truths that we've been looking at this morning. That's good, that's fine. But don't run to your unsaved friends, please. Or your unsaved relatives that will just tell you, hey, that's life. Just bite down on this bone, just bear it. That's just how it goes. Yes, but what about God? What about His desire to do the impossible? Don't run to the philosophies of the world, to the Christian bookstore with all sorts of nonsense about self-help guised under spirituality. Lies. You've got the promises right here. Amen? For your home. God is abiding with you daily. But will you look to Him by faith to overcome temptations, struggles, depression, discouragement, past mistakes, sins, flaws? Remember Sarah. Remember Sarah.